Welcome to Northeast Colorado Talks here on Farm Radio 1010 KSIR and KSIR.com. I'm Chris Brom. Joining me in studios this morning, the district manager for Morgan Conservation District, Madeline Morrison, in the studios. Good morning, Madeline. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Chris. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Despite what the weather may look like outside, it is springtime.
It is.
Officially.
Yes.
And it's spring planting season and spring tree planting season.
Yes, that's right. It's our annual tree seedling sale right now.
So tell me a little bit more about the sale.
Yeah, so some people may or may not know about this, but every year we sell conservation tree seedlings to landowners interested in planting them for conservation purposes. The sale runs from about December or January to April of every year, and then our trees are delivered to our office in the beginning of May. And you can pick them up and plant them. The trees are used for a variety of purposes. A lot of our landowners use them for windbreaks, which are really, really helpful in Colorado. Especially this corner of Colorado, we get really harsh winds in the spring, which we have been experiencing a bit of. And if you can get a windbreak on that northeast corner or that north corner of your property, it can make a huge difference in terms of blocking out the wind and helping with any wind erosion. Furthermore, we sell trees for wildlife plantings and habitat, which is great, you know, if you want to add some value to your property, if you want to lease out some areas for hunting, if you just want to see more wildlife in your property and build up some habitat there. And that also includes pollinators. We do offer quite a few different trees and shrubs that are pollinator friendly. Furthermore, we can make wind fences and snow fences out of our trees, which is great. You know, again, going back to the idea of the windbreaks, the more wind and snow there is, the more it's going to get blown and you'll get snow drifts. So the trees are a really great way to filter that out and to prevent snow from going all the way over your field, over your buildings, your property, roads, things like that, as well as, you know, any livestock you may have out in the elements. We do have some people who plant our trees more for just landscaping or to beautify their property, which I also recommend doing. Some of our trees can be used for ornamental and decorative purposes. Some of them do have some medicinal uses and you can eat some of the fruits from the trees. So all around, our tree sales appeal to a variety of different people. And we are open to working with everyone to figure out what they need.
Okay. So, yeah, you cover quite a range. It seems like it's geared mostly towards property owners, not necessarily your residential folks. But I'm assuming even residential people can purchase those trees as well?
Yes. We don't make any exceptions to who can buy our trees. We do sell our trees in a bundle of 25. So that is quite a bit.
Sure.
If you're living in, you know, city or town limits to try to plant that in your yard. You can always break a bundle up with a few neighbors or friends and get the trees that you want and plant them. But anyone is welcome to buy our trees. You can be from Logan County, Morgan County, Washington County, but we do require pickup at our office in Fort Morgan.
Okay. And again, you'll work with folks to kind of decide what's the best fit for their situation. Because again, a windbreak tree is going to be different than a decorative tree.
Yes, exactly. And, you know, sometimes the decorative trees are involved in the windbreaks. For example, I've had people make windbreaks with lilacs or golden currants, and those can be decorative trees as well that are often seen, you know, at different houses. So it just depends. But yeah, we do offer technical assistance to people to literally plan out their windbreaks, to figure out the spacing, the areas between the rows, to figure out the species that they need, to figure out how far away they need to plant it from their buildings to protect them. So whatever your ideas are, we can work with you to accomplish it.
How many varieties of trees do you guys offer?
Yes, we offer, oh gosh, I'll have to count it here. It's at least 20.
Okay.
20 to 30. Some
wow.
Years it's upwards of 40. We are at the mercy of nurseries.
Sure.
And of course, their stock will vary every year. For example, this year I was able to get Manchurian apricot, which I love, but we haven't been able to get that in 6 years.
Wow. How do you know, how do I want to ask this question? When it comes to trees, are there certain trees that do better in Colorado and our surroundings here, our atmosphere here, et cetera, versus other variety of trees? Do you have to take that into consideration, what grows here and what doesn't?
Yes. And for the most part, what we sell is going to do well in this soil, and it's geared towards more of the windbreak, snow fence type of tree. However, we do offer a few trees that are not necessarily native or very common in Colorado, but those are more for, you know, ornamental decorative purposes. For example, we got black cherry this year, black walnut. Those aren't windbreak trees, but I like giving people variety to see what they would like to do. We do have quite a few people, you know, in our customer base that are more into homesteading, trying to, you know, be a little bit more self-sufficient. So I know that some people are interested in the different varieties for that reason.
But again, these are conversations you can have with them to kind of break down, what is it you want these trees to do? What are you looking for? What's the purpose behind it? That kind of thing.
Exactly. Yes. And I've walked, you know, people through this before, so you're more than welcome to give us a call or email us, and we will come up with a site plan and we'll figure it out. We do not do site visits, and we do not identify trees or anything like that. We don't offer any type of, you know, pest management advice for trees in terms of site visits. But I do recommend, if you're looking for more information, to reach out to Colorado Forest Service. They have a wonderful nursery, and I think that they will be offering their stock again in a few years.
Again, we're talking with Madeline Morrison from Morgan Conservation District. Madeline, if folks want to learn more about this program, what's the best way to go about doing that?
Yes. So right now we do offer our trees for sale online, and you can also place an order with me directly or send in an order form. So you can go to our website at www.morganconservationdistrict.com and then just go over to the little shop tab or click on the 2025 tree sales, and you'll be directed to the shop tab. Right now on our website, we only have the stock that we have bought, but I am able to get some more trees at this point. So if you see something that's out of stock or you want to get something else, give me a call. You can reach me in my office at 970-427-3358 or on my cell phone at 720-361-6418. You can also contact us via email at morganconservationdistrict@gmail.com.
How much do trees cost?
Yes. This year, trees are being sold in bundles of 25 bare root trees for $45 plus tax. That comes out to a little bit over $48 for a bundle of trees. So we do offer low-cost seedlings. We try to make everything very affordable for our landowners. Furthermore, we do offer tree planting supplies like fabric, which I highly, highly recommend out here in our very arid climate to help keep the moisture in, as well as to prevent any competition with noxious weeds. We also offer staples to secure the fabric down so it doesn't get blown away by the wind, as well as polymer to help with the moisture of the trees and so it can soak up all the water in the root system. We also offer a root dip, which is a bit of a stimulator to promote growth. And then we also offer a transplant dip.
So you guys kind of can walk them through how to do the whole thing, the whole process of planting the tree and kind of helping nurture it along.
Yes, we do.
So it's an all-around service that you guys offer.
Yes, yes, it is. And, you know, we're very happy to help. So if you have any questions, please reach out to us.
Again, if folks want to buy trees, they have until when to get that
done? They have until April 25th. I might be able to go a few days past that, but I wouldn't count on it. So we've got about 3 weeks. And right now, I do have a pretty healthy variety of different trees left. But we are at the mercy of other customers, other nurseries, things like that. So I do recommend people get their order in as soon as possible. Right now, I do have a very good supply of Rocky Mountain junipers and Eastern red cedars, which are the go-to windbreak trees out here. They're very, very hardy. They do really well, and they're really good for habitat. And then some of our other really popular trees are like hackberry, very drought resistant. We've got a bunch of bur oak, honey locust, cottonwood, crabapple left. We've also got plum. That's a really popular shrub that's really good for wildlife habitat, especially for deer or pheasants. We've got a bunch of fruit trees like choke cherry, golden currant, sand cherry, the plums again, elderberries. We do have lilacs, of course. So we have all different types of varieties. If you have questions, you know, feel free to give us a call. And then you can also follow us on Facebook. Just search Morgan Conservation District to see any updates for tree sales.
This might be a silly question, but what's the difference between a tree and a shrub?
Yes. So a shrub is more dense and it doesn't get very tall. It's usually about 4 feet, but I've seen lilacs get up to like 6 or 7 feet, sometimes 8 feet. But it's more so in the structure that it forms. A shrub is much more of a circular, round, dense structure. So, you know, when they're grouped really closely together, they can also be a good addition to a windbreak. And we do recommend actually that people plant some type of shrub on the interior of their windbreak. A tree, more so, will grow much taller, and then it has the leaves that split off and branch. They also do have a little bit of different root systems, but that does depend a little bit more on the species.
Okay. But you guys offer both, trees and shrubs?
Yep, we have trees, broadleafs, and shrubs.
Okay. And again, you guys can walk them through what all of that means and how to make that work for whatever they need it to work for.
Yes, exactly.
One more time, Madeline, before we let you go, let's run through that contact information one more time.
Yes, you can contact me by going to our website at www.morganconservationdistrict.com. You can also call our office at 970-427-3358, or you can reach me on my cell phone at 720-361-6418. You can also email us at morganconservationdistrict@gmail.com. You can also search for us on Facebook, Morgan Conservation District, or on Google if you happen to forget anything.
Sure. Anything else you wanted to put out there for folks?
That is it. We do have a few events we're trying to plan for this summer, but I know that summer and spring is a very busy season for our producers and most of the folks that we target our services towards. But I just really recommend planting a tree this year if you can, or rather trees.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, and like you said, even if you live in a neighborhood, maybe you get the neighbors together and pool your resources and buy a bundle of trees, and then everybody can plant a couple and the whole neighborhood can have trees.
Yeah, and really for a few dollars, if you split it, you know, five ways, it's really affordable to get the trees. They're very high quality trees, and they are a great tool, I think, to add any type of value to any property.
Absolutely. Madeline, thanks so much for coming in. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Once again, District Manager for the Morgan Conservation District, Madeline Morrison, our guest here on Northeast Colorado Talks. And I'm Chris Brom on Farm Radio, 1010 KSIR and KSIR.com.